Thank you, Peter. More news now. And a bid to turn a pub into homes divides opinion, and a charity finds a move expensive.
A revived bid to turn a Norwich pub, which has been shut for more than 3 years, into homes has divided opinion. Pints were last pulled at the Cock in Lakenham in 2015, and developers who say the riverside site is no longer viable as a pub want to turn it into homes. Last year, an application was lodged with Norwich City Council to demolish part of the pub and convert it into a home, with 8 3-bedroom homes built on what was the pub's car park. That application was withdrawn, but a fresh submission was lodged with City Hall earlier this year. It would see part of the pub, which dates back to the 17th century, demolished and converted into a 3-bedroom home, with 2 4-bed homes built next door. Civic Watchdog, the Norwich Society, had opposed the previous application, but are in support of the revised scheme, which they describe as much improved. But the Norwich and Norfolk branch of the Campaign for Real Ale are still against the plans. Richard Dixon, pub's protection officer, said in the right hands the pub could become very well used by the community. He said, "With access to the river frontage, this place is perfect for families who wish to sit by the river. There is no other pub like this within the area, and it would be a loss to the local community if this was to become residential housing."
A charity which helps more than 11,000 people across the county has told of the near £50,000 cost of having to move headquarters. The Norfolk Deaf Association is now settling into a new life on Meridian Way, after the landlord of its previous base in Graphic House decided to turn the floor it rented into flats. And while the charity, which celebrates its 120th anniversary this year, was given advanced warning of the decision, it is one that has come at a cost. Aliona Derrett, NDA chief executive, said the move had so far cost the charity around £49,500, which had left a hole in its financial reserves. She said, "We had raised around £20,000 to provide a new oral service for earwax removal, which we are now back to square one on. It is not an ideal situation to be in, and we are reaching struggling point financially. However, we have to put a system in place to adjust to this." However, Mrs. Derrett said there were some positives to the move, with their new larger headquarters allowing them to offer more space for clinics and services to the Norfolk and Norwich Universities Hospitals Audiology Department. She added, "We are settling in nicely and people have commented that the new site is easier to access than the old one."
From earwax to hearing impairment. The Norfolk Summer Deaf Festival will be returning to the Forum in Norwich for its second year to celebrate the county's hearing impaired culture. The event, which will run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday the 13th of July, will feature sign language and taster sessions and a book signing by deaf author Joyce Dunbar. Visitors to the event will also be able to find out how hearing dogs can help deaf people and learn about how the ear works. Eleanor Craik, who teaches deaf people and is helping to organise the Norfolk Summer Deaf Festival, said, "I really wanted to make Norwich and Norfolk more aware of services with deaf access and celebrate the achievements of deaf people of all ages. It's our second year running this event and we are really excited about it." The event is being held in conjunction with Norfolk County Council and supported by the Norwich Charitable Trusts and the John Gerald Trust. And now here's our special guest reader, Neha, again, to read about Norfolk's Music Hub.
Youngsters had a hand-on experience with musical instruments during a special concert visit. The Norfolk Music Hub held a live music workshop and put on a concert at the Charles Darwin Primary School on Rose Lane, Norwich. They performed pieces from across musical history, from classical composers such as Vivaldi and Dvorak, up to hits by pop star Ed Sheeran and the Doctor Who theme. During the concert, the musicians introduced children to their instruments, which included cello, violin, saxophone and flute. The visit was organised by Inspiration Trust Director of Music, John Stevens, as part of Norfolk Music Hub's Live Music Week. Joe Brown, Charles Darwin primary principal, said the children really loved the concert and it was a great opportunity for them to learn about the different instruments and the history of music. And now back to Rupert.
It would have been a memorable night for any followers of the Fab Four. And Beatles fans who saw the group perform in Norwich in the 1960s are now being asked to share their memories of the event. John, Paul, George and Ringo rocked the city's Grosvenor Rooms back in 1963, and a top Liverpool-born tribute band want to hear all about it. The Mersey Beatles are collecting memories from people who attended the Beatles' last gig in Norwich 55 years ago, so they can project the stories onto a screen when they sing in the city later this year. The tribute band, who were formed in 1999, are touring the country on their Get Back UK tour and are playing the very same towns and cities that their namesakes did during the days of Beatlemania. Stephen Howard, who plays Paul McCartney, added, "We are going to play the exact same set list as the Beatles did the last time they played in Norwich, as well as performing some surprises."
More than £2,000 has been given to a children's charity after a bumper raffle and bake sale. Norfolk Constabulary gave £2,554 to East Anglia's Children's Hospices, known as EACH, as part of a fundraising drive called Ready Steady Nook for EACH's Nook Appeal to transform children's palliative care for Norfolk. Prize donations from businesses and police officers included an iPad, an overnight stay for two at Park Farm Hotel in Heatherset, and a four-course dinner for two at Benedict's Restaurant in Norwich. Chief Constable Simon Bailey said, "It gives me great pride that officers and staff of Norfolk Constabulary raised this amount with such a worthwhile cause. I've seen firsthand from officers and their families the crucial help and respite EACH gives." PC Roger Benton will be taking part in EACH's 200-plus mile Ride for Life from July 2022.
A scheme for more than 250 student flats on a Norwich city centre car park could be given the go-ahead next week, despite objections to the plans. Last year, Norwich city councillors turned down plans for more than 280 student flats on the car park in Surrey Street, with people living in nearby Carlton Terrace fearing that the development would dwarf and overshadow their homes. But developers submitted a revised bid for the site, which used to be the car park for Aviva workers at Sentinel House, which is itself being converted into apartments. The number of flats was cut to 252, while the heights of part of the proposed development has been reduced, with applicant Osborne's agent Lanpro saying the revised scheme had been prepared to address the reasons that the plan was previously rejected. And officers at City Hall are recommending that these new plans are given the go-ahead, despite objections from people who live nearby. Broadland Housing Association, which owns Carlton Terrace, has also objected, as has civic watchdog the Norwich Society, which branded the proposals insensitive and overdevelopment of this important site. Neighbours have said the new development will still be overbearing and say the council should assess the need for student accommodation in the city centre amid concerns of over-studentification. Officers at City Hall acknowledge they lack detailed information on the need for student housing.
It's the biggest football competition in the world and brings together a host of different nations. And now, one Norwich pie shop is hoping to bring together the best flavours from the countries taking part to take the city's taste buds on a World Cup tour. Australian-themed pie shop Flaming Glass is creating a pie to match each of Australia or England's opposing sides in the World Cup. Owner Callum Haggerty will draw inspiration for the speciality pie around the traditional delicacy or native vegetation of the region. The 35-year-old said he plans to meld the two cultures of Australia or England into their competing side and put it all into one pie. The first pie to go into the oven is an eclectic mix of France and Australia. Starting this week, we will do a French pie, which will have duck, pork and kangaroo in it, Mr. Haggerty said. For England's first match against Tunisia, the Norwich businessman will take taste buds across the sea and over to Tunisia. He said, we will be doing Tunisian-style chicken meatballs with a preserved lemon and harissa relish pie. That one should be really good. Mr. Haggerty opened the pie shop in Burr Street in 2013 and said he regularly caters the special flavours of his pies to monumental events such as the World Cup.
Well, that's all for this part of Chatterbox. In a few moments, Marianne Penn and John Francis will be here with more news and the weekly information desk, and also our second feature by Derek James. But in the meantime, it's goodbye from all three of us. That's me, Rupert Hipwell.
Me, Sarah Lomax.
And me, Nahawahiwala.